Now, I want to talk to us this morning about heresy. Heresy. Now, the Apostle Peter wrote in 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 to 3, "But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. By covetousness they will exploit you with deceptive words. For a long time their judgment has not been idle, and their destruction does not slumber." Now, what is heresy? Well, heresy is an opinion or a doctrine that is at variance with established religious beliefs. Now, Peter spoke of men who would secretly bring in destructive heresy, 2 Peter 2:1. He's obviously speaking of opinions or doctrines that are at variance with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Remember, John wrote in 2 John verse 9, "Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God." And so Peter has in mind here those who hold and teach opinions and doctrines of men that are at variance with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, Peter has some strong words to say here about heresy, as we have just noted. And so I believe it is important to understand what the Word of God tells us about heresy. Number one, heresy deceives. It deceives. Now, in this passage, those who teach heresies, Peter stated, "By covetousness they will exploit you with deceptive words." 2 Peter 2, verse 3. Those who teach heresies are often gifted men in the area of public speaking. By smooth words and flattering speech, they deceive the hearts of the simple. That's what Paul said in Romans 16, 17, and 18. When he was talking about those who would dare to teach something that was different from the doctrine that they had already learned, by smooth words and flattering speech, they try to sell their deceptive words. You know, false teachers often know just how to package their error to make it sound plausible, acceptable, and even scriptural. Paul spoke of them as using persuasive words to deceive, Colossians chapter 2, verse 4. Well, how is it that we protect ourselves against those who teach heresies? Those who are, in fact, heretics. I mean, the Lord Jesus Christ taught in Matthew chapter 7 that they come to us in wolves' clothing, or in sheep's clothing. They're really wolves inside, but they don't look like wolves. When they come to us, they look just like a sheep. They look just like one of the flock. And so how is it that I tell the difference? After all, they look just like one of the flock. They use persuasive words, deceptive words. They have very persuasive arguments. And so how do I tell the difference? Here's how you tell the difference, my friend. Listen to what they say. I mean, they may look like a sheep on the outside, but a wolf does not go bah. A wolf says something much different than a sheep, and so you listen to what they say, and you take what it is that they're saying and what it is they're teaching, and you compare it with the gospel of Jesus Christ. If it doesn't line up, it's heresy. That's what those folks did in Acts chapter 17 and verse 11. Remember, it was the Apostle Paul preaching there, and they searched the Scripture daily to make sure these things were so. They were checking Paul out. Listen, if the Apostle Paul needs to be checked out, everybody needs to be checked out. There's a lot of false teachers out in the world, as Jesus told us and as John reminded us in 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. We need to test those spirits by taking the Word of God. And so how do we protect ourselves from being deceived by heresies? Well, it all comes down to this. Love the truth. That's it. Love the Bible. Love your Bible. I'm not talking about love the fine leather that it's bound in. I'm not talking about loving the pretty print that's there. I'm talking about loving the truths that are contained therein. You need to love the Word of God. You need to read it. You need to study it. You need to saturate your mind and your heart with the Word of God on a daily basis. You need to know the truth. Listen, the best way to protect yourself against error is to already know the truth beforehand. If you're well acquainted with the Word of God, you know its teachings, you know its words, you know its doctrines, and then somebody comes along and tries to teach you something that's error, you're going to recognize it as error right away because you know what the truth is. Now, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 10, the Bible says, "And with all unrighteous deception among those who perish." Why? Because they did not receive the love of the truth that they may be saved. If you want to be saved, if you want to be protected from heresies, you need to love the truth, love the Word of God. Because I'm going to tell you something, my friends, just like the Lord Jesus said almost 2,000 years ago, there are many religious, so-called religious teachers and leaders out there today who sound really good. But if you start comparing the things they're teaching with the Word of God, you're going to find some problems. Don't be deceived. Love the truth. And so in talking about heresy, number one, remember, heresy deceives. Number two, heresy denominates. Heresy denominates. That is, it divides. Go back to the first century, to Jesus' day, and take a look at the state of the Jews of that day. Were they united? Oh, absolutely not. In fact, they were viciously divided against one another. On one hand, you had the Pharisees, who were likely the most popular sect of the Jews. They were very well respected among all of the people. And yet many of them were hypocrites. And then you had the Sadducees, who may not have been as large as the Pharisees, but they were very influential, and the rich tended to join up with the Sadducees. And then you had the Essenes, and then you had the Zealots, and the list really goes on and on and on. Why all these sects? Because every one of them would go to the law of Moses, and they would bring their own peculiar perversion upon it. They would twist this verse, they would tweak that passage, they would turn this teaching around. And as a result, they had all these different denominations among the Jews. Now, God did not approve of such division. God has never wanted His people divided over doctrine. God wants His people united on doctrine. The gross denominationalism that surrounds us today stems directly from heresy. With each denomination clinging to its particular brand of religious error. Listen, God condemns religious division. In John chapter 17, beginning in verse 21 and going down through verse 24, the Lord Jesus, in fact, in the entire chapter of John 17, is praying for His disciples. And then He prayed for you and I. Did you know that? Jesus uttered a prayer for disciples even today. He said in verse 20, "I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in Me through their word." That's you and I. "That they may all be one, as You, Father, are in Me, and I in You, and that they also may be one in Us, that the world may believe that You sent Me." And then He goes on to reiterate how Jesus, He goes on to reiterate how He wants His disciples to be one, just as He and the Father are one. Now let's ask this question. Does God the Father and God the Son hold various different contradicting doctrines and beliefs? You may say, well, absolutely not. How could they? Well, that's exactly right. How could they? God the Father and God the Son are perfectly united in every way. They don't hold doctrines and beliefs that are at variance with one another. And yet this is the type of unity that Jesus prayed for His disciples, that they may be one like You, Father, and Me, like we're one. I want My disciples to be one. And so He prayed for unity. Paul pled for unity over in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 10. These people were dividing up. Some were saying, oh, we're of Paul. And others were saying, we're of Apollos. And others were saying, we're of Cephas. So you had Paulites and Apollosites and Cephasites, and the list goes on. It was all beginning. And that was a problem. God didn't praise that. In fact, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 1:10, "I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing." And that there be no divisions among you, but that you all be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Now, how can they possibly all speak the same thing? I'll tell you how. By following the same book. By following the same book. Now, you take a company that assembles jet engines. And suppose they have one assembly plant up here in Michigan, and they have another assembly plant down there in Texas. And they're assembling the same jet engine. And each plant, with each group of people who've never met the people in the other plant, they're given the same exact manual. The manual is identical. The directions and the instructions are identical. Now, do you think they're going to build two different jet engines that don't even really resemble one another? I don't think so. They're going to build the same jet engine that will fit in the same jet because they're following the same book. Now, that's how we can all speak the same thing, by simply following the gospel of Jesus Christ without changing it, without distorting it, without tweaking it. We must follow it. In Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 3, Paul gave the plan for unity. Jesus gave the prayer for unity. Paul gave the plea for unity, and Paul gave the plan for unity. Ephesians 4:3, he says, to keep the unity, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And so to be unified in the Spirit is to be unified on that which the Spirit revealed, the gospel of Jesus Christ. When we're talking about heresy, remember, heresy deceives. Heresy denominates. And then finally, heresy dooms. Heresy dooms. It will cost you your soul to follow after heresy. Did you know that? Now, various different denominations based on several differing belief systems are not a blessing from God, as many suppose. I hear somebody say, oh, it's such a blessing that God has given us so many various different denominations that we can kind of shop around and choose and find which one suits me best and which one suits my family best. That's ridiculous. God never designed such a thing. God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. God desires unity. God demanded unity. God gave the design for unity. We've already seen that. Heresy is never spoken of positively in the New Testament. God repeatedly condemns both those who teach heresy and those who are deceived by it. Look again what Peter said here in 2 Peter 2, 1 and 2. But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you who will secretly bring in destructive heresy. See that? They are destructive. They're going to bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. Those who follow heresy will be destroyed. Those who teach heresy will be destroyed, and those who will follow heresy will be destroyed. Remember what Jesus said of the false teachers of his day? He says both those who teach the error and those who follow them will both fall into the ditch. That means they're going to lose their souls. That means, as Peter says here, they are going to be doomed. In Galatians 1:6-9, the Apostle Paul talked about those people who were distorting the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Paul said, even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what you have heard, let him be accursed. Now in the Greek, that's the word anathema. And really, no English word properly translates the strength and the emphasis behind that word. Oh, Paul is condemning those. They are doomed. Those who teach heresy and those who follow heresy are also going to lose their soul. My friend, are you following heresy? You better get your Bibles out. Don't just take for granted that your preacher's telling you the truth. Many are not. You take your Bible out, you study God's Word and make sure it's the truth. Heresy deceives. Heresy denominates, and heresy dooms. Hello, dear friend. My name is Michael Pickford, and this message is brought to you by the Southside Church of Christ in Smyrna, Tennessee. A new message airs each Sunday morning right here on WGNS from 10:45 to 11 a.m. You can listen to hundreds of my sermons at our website, defendthegospel.com. We'd like to invite you to worship with us at any or all of our services. You'd be our honored guest. We meet on Sundays at 9 and 10 a.m. and 6 p.m., as well as Wednesdays at 7 p.m. We meet at 1167 South Flowery Street, that's Murfreesboro Road in Smyrna, Tennessee. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.